serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. A deadly plane crash at one of the busiest airports in Japan. Overnight, a Japan Airlines jet catching fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Japanese broadcaster NHK reporting five Coast Guard members were killed, but everyone on board the plane, nearly 400, got out alive.
He's actually headed to Western Japan to deliver earthquake relief to the people who've been hit in that earthquake, that 7.6 quake there that rattled the region, cut off many thousands of people, according to the prime minister.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tokyo. And speaking of that deadly earthquake in Japan, nearly 50 dead and counting, thousands of buildings, vehicles and boats destroyed, water, power and cell phone services out, and there's the continuing risk of aftershocks. The teams are set for the college football championship, Michigan winning the Rose Bowl, defeating Alabama in overtime. So Michigan will now face Washington next Monday night. This is ABC News. While a lot of us are getting back to work today after the holiday break, Congress gets one more week off, but with a big deadline looming.
The Senate doesn't return to Washington till January 8th, with no indication they'll be able to pass nine remaining spending bills and avoid another agree or shutdown deadline before the end of the month. There's also still no agreement on talks to continue Ukraine and Israeli military aid in return for tougher U.S. southern border laws and funding. And passing another temporary spending bill needing Democratic support could also threaten new Speaker Johnson's job.
ABC's Andy Field. The PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour are giving themselves more time to work out a deal to join forces. They missed the New Year's Eve deadline to get the agreement done, but now say negotiations will continue for at least a month. And a celebration at a zoo in the U.K., the birth of a rare dancing lemur. There are only about 250 of them left in the wild. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer, and your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined today. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Democratic activist Kirk Bangstad says he intends to take his case as far as the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A recent study shows Wisconsin has the second highest number of crashes between vehicles and animals of any state in the nation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there were 57 fatal crashes involving live animals in Wisconsin since 2017. Only Montana ranked higher. Most crashes between vehicles and animals happen at night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
To
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local civic media radio station.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Indiana Pacers, 122-113. Although Giannis scored 30 points and had 18 rebounds, he was asked what was missing from his team.
Offensive, I don't think it was bad. I think, okay, yeah, we did turn the ball over one time, if I remember well. It was like we couldn't get a stop. And they were able to get them in.
The loss snapped the Bucks' 15-game winning streak at home. The series continues Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa to LSU, the final 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a lot of hot air. That's why I don't like to make statements up here. I don't like to say things that we're going to do moving forward, because ultimately you are what you put on film. You know, whether it's your culture, whether it's the things that you want to do. We know darn well that we didn't finish well this year. We didn't finish well. We didn't start well. There's a lot of things. It gives us a hell of a lot of things that we got to start working on here on January 14th when our guys get back rolling.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 3rd of January. They're going to be serving up kielbasa. They've got German potato salad. They've got baked beans and mixed fruit. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Now, occasionally, because of food deliveries, they may substitute here and there. And you can order your meal ahead of time. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 23. 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. People keep asking me, should I buy a float suit? Well, there's a lot of them out there. I mean, you got float suit bibs, you got float suit jackets, you've got heated float suits. How do I decide? I'll tell you what I use to decide what I'm going to purchase when it comes to a float suit. And maybe it'll help you a bit. But first.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
There's a lot of float suit options out there these days. You got the float suit bibs. You got the float suit jackets. You got all kinds of brands, all kinds of prices. How do you choose which float suit you're going to buy? First of all, I'm going to say you should have a float suit if you're going to be out on the ice. But what if the ice is 30 inches thick? You should have one anyway. I was in a situation a few years ago where I was going out to a spot. The ice was thick. We were driving on it. And all of a sudden, I saw what looked like a big crack in the ice. I stopped my truck. I got out. I walked up closer to it. Luckily, I didn't walk right up to it because the ice had split very wide. You could have actually gone in there in the vehicle. So having a float suit would have saved my life if I would have went in. But how do I pick a float suit? They're all great right now. If you've got a wheelhouse or a stationary shelter, you probably don't need the bibs, but you should have a jacket. If you fish outside a lot, both pieces. And if you're outdoors when it's real cold, check out that heated suit. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop.
We don't even fight anymore. Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah, and they say when you know, and I know. Got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. Yeah. The day that you call me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you.
Church.
Country.
Off this time.
I woke up on the wrong side.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Yeah.
Smith.
New artist, new song. It's called World on Fire. Coach's Show. We do the Coach's Show Tuesday mornings. We'll be featuring our winter sports coaches here over the next several weeks, and we're going to feature Butternut Girls. This morning, head coach Troy Sherwinski will join us about 9 o'clock to talk about the girls' team. They've got a contest tonight right here. They're taking on Shawamigan, so good timing on that. You're welcome. 9 o'clock tonight, this morning, we'll have the interview with Coach Sherwinski. 6 o'clock tonight is the game time of Butternut at Shawamigan Girls. That broadcast will be on the Civic Media app and at 103.1. Birthdays and anniversaries, if we missed you over the Christmas break, we'd be happy to wish all of them a happy belated. Give you a chance to win that cake on Friday. You need more sugar after the Christmas break? 715-762-3221. If you got a local birthday or anniversary, we'll run through them all coming up after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. A deadly plane crash at one of the busiest airports in Japan. Overnight, a Japan Airlines jet catching fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Japanese broadcaster NHK reporting 5 Coast Guard members were killed, but everyone on board the plane, nearly 400, got out alive.
He's actually headed to Western Japan to deliver earthquake relief to the people who've been hit in that earthquake, that 7.6 quake there that rattled the region, cut off many thousands of people, according to the prime minister.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tokyo. And speaking of that deadly earthquake in Japan, nearly 50 dead and counting, thousands of buildings, vehicles and boats destroyed, water, power and cell phone services out, and there's the continuing risk of aftershocks. The teams are set for the college football championship, Michigan winning the Rose Bowl, defeating Alabama in overtime. So Michigan will now face Washington next Monday night. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. 3 people are dead after police say they sped away from a traffic stop in Monona last night. An officer tried to stop a speeding driver, but they drove away. Officers used spike strips to try to stop the car. It caused it to crash, killing all 3 people in the vehicle. The officers involved are on desk duty while the Department of Criminal Investigation and the Wisconsin State Patrol investigate. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had 6 catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings' zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers was finding windows as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's, you know, it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Michael Fabiano here, and if you want even more excitement on game day, it's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Watch your entry update in real time and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/primetime with code PRIMETIME for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refresh.
Well, happy birthday anniversary at this second day of January is a big day for you. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with other celebrities such as Dax Shepard, D-A-X, the actor from TV's Parenthood, Baby Mama, Employee of the Month, 48 today. Ty Diggs, the actor from Rent, Chicago, Brown Sugar, The Way of the Gun, 51 today. Christy Turlington, the model, is 54 today. Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor, the son of soul singer Cuba Gooding, won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 97. For Jerry Maguire, has done a lot of others since. 55 for Cuba Gooding Jr. today. Tia Cerreri, the actress from Wayne's World, is 56. Todd Haynes, the writer-director from Dark Waters. Carol, I'm Not There, 62 for Todd Haynes today. Dennis Hastert, the Republican congressman from Illinois. He was the 59th Speaker of the House of the Representatives from 99 to 07. Later served a jail sentence for sexual abuse of young boys. 81 for Dennis Hastert today. Jim Baker, the evangelist, still with us. He's 84 today. Lots of scandals and documentaries about that guy. 84 for Jim Baker today. Roger Miller. Yeah, that Roger Miller, best known for his hit song, King of the Road, Dang Me, Chug-a-Lug, and others. Roger Miller, we'll do one here in just a second. We have to. 1936, he was born. He passed back in 1992. Harold Bradley. Harold Bradley is the session guitarist and producer. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2006. He joined his brother, producer and songwriter Owen Bradley, who was conducted in 1974. And Harold Bradley's still going. He is 97 today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 23. 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
And this country classic brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com, and they are on Facebook, too. This guy, born on this day in 1936, Mr. Roger Miller.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool, worn out suit and shoes,
I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of the names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of push.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Thank you. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. Grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons. And I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we
them on the Nashville New Year's Eve, wasn't it? Old Dominion, very likable group. That one with Megan Maroney and Can't Break Up Now at 98Q Country. All right, if you didn't hear us earlier, here is the scenario for the Packers this weekend. The Packers 8-8 will go into the final week of the season this Sunday, 3:25 kick, hosting the Bears. They have three different paths, not including ties. Let's not even talk about ties. The first is an obvious one, but also the simplest one. You win. You beat the Bears. Nothing else matters. You're in. A win at Lambeau Field Sunday, and the Packers will clinch a playoff spot as a number 6 or 7 seed, depending on if the Rams win or lose. But the other two paths that the Packers can have is if they lose. If they lose. So according to the NFL, the Packers can make the postseason, even with a loss to the Bears, in two scenarios. Number one, okay, the Packers lose. The Saints lose to the Falcons. The Seahawks lose to the Cardinals in Arizona, and the Vikings lose to Detroit. All three of those must happen, and the Packers will get in. Second scenario, Tampa Bay loses to the Panthers, and then the Seahawks lose to the Cardinals, and the Vikings lose. So basically, you're talking about Tampa Bay losing or, what, the Saints losing, one of those two. So there's two different scenarios. It involves three teams having to lose. Now, the Packers will have a decent idea of what's at stake when they play at 3:25 on Sunday, because the Vikings and Lions, the Saints and Falcons, and the Buccaneers and Panthers all play at noon on Sunday. So the Seahawks-Cardinal game is the only one that would affect the Packers. So there's a scenario where the Packers could go into that 3:25 game knowing that even if they lose and the Seahawks lose, that they could still get in. Could be the scenario. So no one wants to back into the playoffs, of course, but the Bears have won 4 of 5, and they're playing some good football right now, and you know it would make their season, much like Detroit last year, to knock the Packers out. So the path ahead is very clear. Win, you're in, lose, and you're going to need a few moons to align correctly.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Stack up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products and save big money. Right now at Menards. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust. Like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towel, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now, save big money and receive a $10 rebate on a single qualifying purchase for $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 23. 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
A happy meal in his booster seat, knowing
those nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. While in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The nest shot at bedtime later that night. Turning on my son, Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands. Spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray?
We'll get you our twice an hour news sports update coming up in just a few moments here. Tuesday mornings, though, right around this time, we take a moment to feature some of our area high schools and talk with the coaches of those winter sports teams. And we have with us from the Butternut School Butternut coaching legend, Troy Sherwinski of the Butternut Girls. How's that for an intro, Troy?
Yeah, way to put some pressure on
me. How you doing? How you doing? Have a good holiday, Troy?
Yeah, we had a pretty good holiday.
Good, good. Troy Sherwinski is head coach of the Butternut Girls basketball team, and your girls and you were busy over the Christmas break. Not many teams play in holiday. It wasn't a holiday event, but you had a couple of games over the break, right?
Yeah, we scheduled a couple of good games. Lake Holcomb in winter. Lake Holcomb pretty tough, and maybe we'll see them down the road. So we just want to stay active and not have that long stretch of off time. We played it both ways, and I like at least getting one game in, and this year we had the opportunity to play back-to-back nights.
Yeah, some good competition. Well, your team is, you've got some good experienced players in your team, and of course led by Jersey Polinchek, and it seems like the Butternut Girls program has a recent history of having kind of that one person to lean on for leadership, for points, and Jersey is kind of that girl this year, isn't she?
Yeah, she's definitely all of that. She pretty much does everything on the court that we need to, offensively, defensively, and even rebounding. For her size, you wouldn't think that, but she packs quite a punch, and She can fill the stat sheet on any given night.
Yeah, she's how tall is she, Coach?
I'm going to say she's 5'6", but I don't think she's that tall.